So, what's the latest from the LeGrand School District?
Hey, thanks, Garrett. We had a great board meeting last night. It was our first introduction to our new student rep. She's the high school ASB president, Delaney Klinger, and she did a fantastic job stepping in. Maddie Walcott had done that job last year. She is a leader statewide, FBLA. And represents our community well. She spoke at the district rally that we had, and she's just got a lot of energy. We're excited to have her as a student rep and to be able to participate in our board meetings. She reported on fall sports and that they've started Tiger Ambassadors and welcoming new students on their first day of school, and what they've done to include new students and welcome freshmen. She also talked about 16 goals the ASB has this year to be able to make sure that the school feels welcoming and safe and that students have a great experience. So she's excited for upcoming ASB leadership training. We received a report from our unions, OSEA and LEA, and they were really celebratory of the new Island City walking path. We're thankful for so many community donors and sponsors that made that project possible, that worked with our PTOs and different things to make that path possible. They talked about that Greenwood student enrollment's up. We were excited to see that. There was a net increase there. They were a celebratory of the new administration at Central and the way the school year started off. So good things from our unions. IMESD reported at our board meeting that Superintendent Mark Mulvihill, who's been the superintendent at IMESD for the last 18 years, been in education for 39 years, has announced his retirement. He is a key leader in our region and has had a huge impact on the Grand School District. We're excited for him, sad to see him go. He'll still be here this year while they do a superintendent search, but just wanted to express our gratitude for Dr. Mulvihill. Superintendent Mendoza gave his report. He shared a little bit, continuing on his theme for the year. His theme for the year is start strong, stay strong, finish strong, and trying to help us to just focus on having a great year throughout the year. He was grateful and highlighted all of the open houses, beginning of the year celebrations, kinder camps, all the things that principals did at the start of the year and staff to welcome our students. Felt like the year got off to a great start. He highlighted upcoming committee work that we're going to have to do in terms of strategic plan or screen time or use of AI in our classrooms. We're excited to get that work started probably about mid-October and have it completed by December. The Tiger Booster Golf Tournament's coming up on September 12th. They're a fantastic partner in helping maintain high-quality sports programs. It's why we're in the top five for the Oregon Cup every year, is the support of our community. Shared that enrollment is slightly down from last year, but up from last May. So still on a declining enrollment trend, but we're glad that we have more students than we ended the year with. Melissa Reagan gave a financial report, indicated that things were on track and that we're doing well. And then I gave a report in terms of integrated guidance and what our goals are for the next 4 years in connection to the state. So we have indicators under the what's called House Bill 141 that's about accountability and what those targets are. And we've finished that negotiation with Oregon Department of Education. So I presented those to the board. So it was a good meeting and really got to celebrate kicking off the year strong the last 2 weeks. And we'll continue to try to focus on keeping kids at the center.
So the walking path at Island City Elementary, is that finished or?
It is finished, and kids and staff are using it. People in Island City are using it. It's about somewhere between quarter mile and half mile path. It's been a couple year project. Principal Brett Smith's done a great job of first clearing out all the brush and stuff that had overgrown near the fence area. And then it had been established as sort of a pea gravel path. And over time, he worked with PTOs and his community partners to raise enough funds to be able to tackle that project. And so now it's a cement walking path. And kids have been enjoying it since the start of school. And just really grateful for the focused work of the Island City staff and Brett and our PTOs and community partners to make it happen.
And I usually ask for an update on this every time. Any news from the Tiger House project?
You know, Tiger House is moving along. It's interesting going from a two townhouse structure to a residential build. So we're building a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house.
Oh, that is quite the shift.
It's a big shift. It feels like we're moving at warp speed now because it's a lot less complicated. And so we've got the foundation poured. This Friday, the stem walls are going to be poured and we're going to start to get flooring, subfloor in. And it's just been really a great project to start the year off. So we're excited, hopefully by May, that we're going to list a home for a family to be able to live in. Parker's doing a great job. Parker McKinley's doing a great job with our contractors in the area to be able to build that house and do a great job.
And another thing, any issues with the Second Street work, now that that's wrapped up?
You know, Second Street all summer long was a little bit of pins and needles. I will say very appreciative to the city in terms of finishing that project just on time so that our students and staff could enter and exit the building effectively, that we could have buses run through there, that parents could have places to pick up their kids. That two blocks is probably one of the busiest two blocks in town. And so being able to have access to that on the first day of school was huge. Again, grateful to city that made that possible and that they were able to finish on time.
And one of the things, so you said enrollment is still down since May, but Greenwood actually saw an increase?
So it's up since May. We ended the year with 1,935 students. We're now at about 2,004 students, and it fluctuates until about October 1st is when we have a solid number that we report to the state. Last year, we started the year with about 20,060 kids. So we're down about 55 kids, and we're going to continue to work and advocate and help families be excited about being a part of LeGrand School District and move forward.
And you mentioned Greenwood specifically, though, saw an increase?
Greenwood was up by 5 kids, so that was a big deal. Being able to add back a second kindergarten classroom, we had thought, because of last year's small numbers, that we may not need a second kindergarten. They're now full and bursting at the seams at 23 kids, so we're excited that the numbers have rebounded at Greenwood, particularly in that new kindergarten class, and just appreciate our community support of Greenwood Elementary. They're doing a fantastic job over there.
Okay. Anything else you'd like people to know?
No, we're just really grateful for a strong start to the school year and excited about things that we're already working on to make this year a great year.